Finally today, the magazine of Southern culture and writing, the Oxford American, is back out with its annual music issue. It comes with a CD and stories, all Southern in some way.
C'est si bon de partir n'importe où.
That's Eartha Kitt. Eartha Kitt, born in the town of North in South Carolina. You don't need any more Southern connection than that to make this compilation, though unlike Eartha, many of the artists continue to live in the South, and she is the only one on this CD singing in French. Mark Smirnoff is editor and publisher of the Oxford American. Mark, let me ask you, where did you hear this song from Catherine Whelan?
Even though I met you only recently, I find myself falling in love with you.
Mark?
Yeah. Hey, Alex. One of our editors gave that song to me, and I couldn't make heads or tails out of it when I first heard it. It sounded like something from 1950s David Lynch, and it just haunted me, frankly.
I gotta say, this singer, Catherine Whelan, is someone who would be probably pretty well known to NPR listeners because we used to follow this group that she was a founding singer of, the Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Yeah, that's where she rose to prominence. But now she's engaged on this very interesting solo career, and her own stuff is all over the place. It's kind of funky, it's kind of jazzy, but kind of mostly urban sounding, even though she's a good old Southern country gal, I believe.
The thing about this song is there's no production in it. It almost sounds like someone kind of recorded this on their back porch or something.
Yeah, frankly, we didn't even know. We're not sure what those instruments are. I mean, it could be a ukulele and a nylon string guitar, but who knows? It's kind of funny. It just shows you that when you're a great singer, what do you need? You just need something to sing along with. I mean, I guess she could have sang hauntingly with a kazoo if you got that voice.
How about this song from Sam Cooke? Now, you put Sam Cooke actually on the cover of the magazine. There he is. But who has ever heard Sam Cooke sound like this?
I was dancing with my baby to that tenor she walks.
Well, the thing is, actually, you always hear Sam Cooke sound like that, but you'd never hear him do it with the Tennessee Waltz.
I know it. On the oldies stations, I get you hear like four or five Sam Cooke songs. They repeat them and they repeat them, and they're all classics, but, you know, why not play a song like that? You know, it seems like everything Cooke did is worth circulating.
My friend stole my sweetheart away from me.
They call it a waltz, but it sure doesn't sound like a waltz the way he does it.
Well, it's, you know, it's a Sam Cooke song, then it's a waltz.
Tell me something. Has the Oxford Collection, do you know, have you ever put up an artist, not a Sam Cooke, but say someone whose career had fallen away, and then they're featured on the Oxford Annual Collection, and they're revived, or something happens to them?
We try to introduce new listeners to songs and artists that we think might be undeservedly neglected. I mean, for example, this year we have two songs by Bob Doro, who I'm comfortable claiming is the great neglected American jazz superstar. Once you sort of crack his code, you become addicted. I mean, it's sort of hard to get used to, but once you get used to him, you can't get enough.
Mark Smirnoff of the Oxford American Magazine, the annual music issue, is out on newsstands now. Mark, thanks again.
Thank you, Alex.
If you call for some hole in the wall in Nepal, I will follow. And just to give in to you, I'd go to India too.
Bob Doro singing Right on My Way Home.
Fly Air Express, Marrakesh, where I guess there I'd get you. Because it's right on my way home. Any which way you roam, it's right on my way home.